Mike DeGubin, hello friend, and greetings again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'm delighted that you've joined us for a few more moments of fellowship together around the truth of God's Word as we're looking in the book of Romans, chapter 5. Romans, chapter 5. And remember, if you do not have a New Testament or a Bible, if you will contact us, you can write to us, or you can contact us by email. It will be our privilege and joy to send you a New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll send it to you absolutely free and postage paid, along with our picture, our prayer card, first three lessons of our Bible correspondence courses, and other Christian literature. And please be patient with us. Remember, we operate with volunteers. And volunteers are often people that are very, very busy with other projects, and so it may take us a little while to get it to you, but with the help of the Lord, we will be delighted to try to get these materials to you, and it will be free and postage paid. If you have to pay anything, it will be because of the country that you live in, and your postal authority there charging you a customs rate, because we send it to you as a gift, and there should not be any charge attached to it. Now again today, Romans chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about the benefits of justification. Verse 2, by whom? By Christ Jesus also. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. The wonderful grace of God. The amazing grace of God. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh yes, those words written by John Newton, who was a slaver and who was a man that was wicked and vile and corrupt, and yet the grace of God reached out to John Newton. The Spirit of God convicted him of sin, opened his eyes to the truth, and he was born again, liberated and set free from the bondage of sin, all because of God's undeserved favor, God's grace. And that's wherein we stand today, in the grace and mercy of God. Wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The hope of the glory of God. Oh, beloved, the glory of God awaits every child of God. And we hope concerning that glory that is in store for us. The last two chapters of the book of Revelation point out some of the glory that awaits the child of God. And in hope, we look forward to that glory that awaits us. This glory which is manifested and revealed and made known unto us. And this hope, Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, states concerning this wonderful hope that we have. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Yes, this wonderful hope that we have enables us to rejoice because of what is in store in the future. Right now, we may be in tribulation. Be patient, beloved, in your tribulation, for tribulation is teaching you patience. And continue instant in prayer. ever be mindful of the privilege to talk to the Lord as a child of God, if you know Jesus as your Savior, no matter what the circumstances, no matter where you are, no matter what you're confronted with, you can communicate with God from your inner being. You don't have to move your lips, for God looks upon the heart. He looks upon our spirit, and you can cry out to Him from your spirit, Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. Give me guidance. Give me knowledge. Give me discernment. Give me understanding. Help me to know what to say. Help me to know how to be a witness. Help me to know how to be a blessing. Help me to know how to handle this situation. Give me your grace for whatever I'm going through right now. Oh, beloved, instant in prayer. Oh, how many times I've been out driving, running behind schedule, and needing a parking place, and I'd cry out, Lord, provide a parking place for me. And right there in front of me, He'd open up a parking place. I mean, Lord, the Lord hears and answers our petitions every day. This should be a normal experience of every child of God, answered prayer. Every day we should experience and see God hearing and answering petitions and prayers that we send up to Him. And so, yes, you should have a time where you can slip off by yourself and fellowship with the Lord. I do this every morning. My day does not go right if I do not spend time with the Lord in prayer. It is so vital. It is so essential. And every day as I spend time with the Lord, He whispers to me things that I haven't thought of, things that I need to be aware of, things that I need to remember for that day. He speaks to my heart during that quiet time when I'm alone with Him in my radio room. That's my prayer room where I make these broadcasts and where I prepare these broadcasts. This is my prayer room. And so I come in here and I close the door, and it's just a very small little cubicle with carpet on the wall to deaden the sound. And this is where I talk to the Lord and commune with Him and seek His guidance and His leadership. And I pray for you. I pray for my family. I pray for the lost. And so should you, beloved. This is a privilege we have to come aside and to close the door and to talk with the Lord. But then being instant in prayer throughout the day, there's times that I cry out to the Lord and I ask Him to help me with various situations that arise, and He hears and answers prayer. Oh, beloved, rejoicing in hope. Oh, rejoicing in hope, the hope of answered prayer. Oh, you can rejoice in that and rejoice in the glorious future that is in store for us and what God has planned for every child of God in the days that are to come. And then again, you remember in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11 through 12, the wonderful, wonderful hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. The circumcision is that which was a sign God made between Him and Israel, that they were His chosen people. And so they are the circumcised. And we Gentiles, you're either a Jew or a Gentile. We Gentiles are not circumcised, generally speaking, unless they've started doing that. Many hospitals have started doing that because there's a health benefit that comes from circumcision. But the Gentiles is what he's referring to. We were outside of God's benefit and God's blessing that was upon Israel. But, in verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, the promises of God, having no hope, and without God in the world. Having no hope, that was our condition. And how many in the world are like that today? As I reminded you the other day, the majority of people in the world are without hope. They're outside of Jesus Christ. They're on their road to a Christless eternity. They're without hope and without God in the world. That's why they're without hope, because they're without God. They do not know the true and the living God, who is available through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way. He's the narrow way. He's the straight gate. No man comes to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. But now, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh yes, the glorious hope that we have in Christ. And rejoicing in what is promised us for the future, the covenants that God made and the promises that God made to Abraham, that we would be included in God's plan and in God's purpose, and descendants, spiritual descendants of Abraham. And so, beloved, the blessed hope. What a wonderful, blessed hope we have concerning the future and the catching away of believers to meet the Lord in the air at the event that we call the rapture, the catching up of believers, as is spoken of over in 1 Thessalonians. Oh, beloved, the blessed hope. And so back in Romans 5:2, rejoice in hope of the glory of God, the glory that yet awaits us in the presence of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Oh, beloved, the blessings of experience that we have because of knowing the Lord. The many times we've seen God hear our petitions, grant our requests, and do exceeding abundantly above all we even ask or think. This time, this month, we were running short of funds, and we had Bible courses that needed to be mailed out, and Bible courses that needed to be paid for, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I talked to the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, please provide our funds some way, somehow. And you know what the Lord did? I got my radio bill from TWR, and they had had a personnel change and hadn't been able to use our new broadcast, and so they had used some old broadcast, and therefore they didn't charge us for it. And so the funds that normally would go toward that became available for our mailings. And the Lord gloriously heard and answered our petition and enabled us to see the bill paid and to see the mailings of the Bible courses. And so God answers prayer. Till next time, goodbye.